missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to a live edition of Flow of Wisdom. I am your host, Sean Anthony, and we are broadcasting live on the Genesis Communications Network. And thank you all for taking the time out of your day to tune in and listen in. And I'm very excited about today's show because, one, this topic, this subject, I've never discussed before. I've never did a show primarily on Planet X. Now, that's not to say that I'm unfamiliar. I haven't heard about it or anything of that nature. It's just a subject that I just never dived into. However, I still get email updates and alerts from different people that follow that activity. And I just been kind of staying in the loop of it. And just lately, over the past couple of months, I was like, you know what? I got to really dive in on this topic and get some people on the show that know more about it than I do. I read this article in the Sleuth Journal, and the gentleman that wrote the article, I was like, man, I got to reach out to this guy and have him on the show. Bart Sobrell, he's an award-winning filmmaker, writer, an investigative journalist who's been producing movies and television programs for 30 years. During this time, he has owned five production companies, been employed by two of the major three networks, produced films shown on ABC, NBC, CNN, TLC, USA, BET, as well as The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Now, we can obviously talk about many other different things because of all the different articles that Bart has written. But today we're going to primarily focus on Planet X. But I want to welcome for the first time to Flow of Wisdom Radio, Bart Sobrell. How are you doing, man?
Pretty good.
Thank you very much. That's Joe Tan, a recording artist based out of Virginia. He did that for me a few years ago, and I've been running with it since, man. But, you know, you and I both, we have that background in the media, yours more so in the film. But there was one in particular article. Like I said, I don't want to deviate too much because I really would like to have you back on sometime in the future. But just reading one of your previous articles you wrote as well, just talking about how it was working in the media behind the scenes, you noticed how things really operate. And, you know, and I can attest to that being in radio and television for 20 years, primarily radio. I know firsthand some of the things that you seem like scratching your head, like, wait a minute, this is manipulating the news and all of that stuff. And because you're in film, your background, you know what can go into editing and doctoring up films and television shows, except, and especially news stories.
That's true. I came upon a story, we don't have to get into it, but it was, I think, you know, we had a videotape of an event that I consider more significant than who shot JFK. We had it on film, this particular event. I showed it to a news director at NBC. They agreed that the story was true. They agreed the videotape proved this mind-boggling truth of a government fraud, and they refused to broadcast it. They said it would cause a social unrest and potentially a civil war against the government if they broadcast the story. And they refused to do it. They dumped the truth of this great historic event down the garbage for fear of how people would react to it, all the while acknowledging that the story was true.
Right. Yeah. And it's sad. You know, it's really sad. What's more sad than what you just shared is the fact that so many people in America believe a lot of the fabricated stories that's put out there in the media. And that's the part that's really sad, you know. But like I said, that can be a whole different discussion because you've done a lot of work. But I just want to focus on Planet X. For the novice out there, for people that are listening to this show that have never heard of the term Planet X or Nibiru or any of these things, can you just give an explanation overall, briefly, you know, what is this Planet X?
Yeah, one of the greatest, I guess, technological achievements up until the last century or so, it had been really architecture for thousands of years. How tall could you build a building? And then after that, technology became telescopes. And when the larger planets were found, like Jupiter and then Saturn, they didn't really have the telescopes to look beyond that. But some of the early astronomers were also very good mathematicians, and they started noticing irregularities in the orbit of Saturn. And because they understood gravity and how gravity affected other heavenly bodies, they did a mathematical calculation that there had to be a planet past Saturn. They couldn't see it, but they said it had to exist because of these irregularities in Saturn's orbit. About 150 years went by, and they were proven right when the next greatest telescope was discovered, and they found Uranus. And after that, they also said, well, you know, there's some deviations that are not normal of its orbit, so there must be a planet beyond that. Several decades went by, the technology of telescopes improved, and they discovered Neptune. Then they did the same thing again. Neptune is a pretty big planet, and they said there's something, you know, irregular about the orbit, so there has to be a large planet beyond it. In 1930, they discovered, with the latest and greatest telescope, Pluto, except Pluto was much too small to have any gravitational effect on Neptune. So they said there has to be a planet far beyond Pluto that is affecting the orbit of Neptune. And that's when they coined the phrase Planet X. Now, having been a journalist and having done some documentaries about NASA and talking with, you know, dozens of people affiliated with the space industry, I was told that during Eisenhower's administration, actually had two terms in the second term, which was, I think, 1957 through 1960, they had some secret, I guess you call it space radar, and they had detected Planet X, this large planet beyond Pluto. But they kept it a secret because, according to their calculations, they weren't sure, but there was a possibility that it might be heading toward Earth. In fact, there was one magazine at the time that even made such a suggestion, but the article was never published again. Then NASA, in 1972, they sent out the Pioneer 1 spacecraft, and about 5 years later, they sent out Voyager 1 and 2. Now, in their initial film press release, they said that the whole purpose of these three spacecraft was to triangulate the position of Planet X. And yet, later, if you ask them now what was the purpose of those spacecraft, they say, no, that didn't have anything to do with it. So they keep kind of changing their mind. And then in 1981, the New York Times said that NASA had discovered Planet X. And then in 1983, they had launched what was called an infrared satellite telescope. And they said with this new infrared technology, which was used to detect objects that could not be perceived by an optical telescope, that they were basically almost black, and they had very little heat signature, just 1 or 2 degrees above absolute zero, which is the coldest possible temperature. So the Washington Post published 1983 with this new technology, they had discovered Planet X, and then they never mentioned it again. And then you have in 1990, the top position of the government of their astronomy, which is called the Naval Observatory, and Dr. Robert S. Harrington, he even showed a graph to an independent filmmaker like myself and said, here is the, you know, suggested orbit of Planet X. And you hold it up and you see that Planet X does not orbit like the other planets. All the other planets orbit pretty evenly, almost in a circle around the sun, and their paths never cross one another. Except Planet X, according to his chart, again, this is the top astronomer of the entire United States government in 1990, he said this orbit is like a comet. It's highly elliptical, and it actually brings the planet through the what's called the elliptical plane of the other planets, potentially, you know, causing maybe a collision or something with another planet. Now, when I grew up in school, we discovered that there was an asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. And the theory right there in the book was there used to be a planet here and that something had collided with it. Well, with them now sweeping, you know, the knowledge of Planet X under the rug, they claim that you know, that's not what it was. But that was, of course, the first, you know, logical explanation for it. So we see that every 20 years or so, these new scientists, probably in their 20s, are making these discoveries. They're told not to talk about it again, and then it's swept under the rug. Dr. Harrington's, you know, replacement never mentioned Planet X again. So we know, if you have a little bit, you know, of eyes that are open, that the government doesn't tell the truth all the time. And you may know, if you study it a little bit, there's a lot of people who are trying to convince the rest of the world that the world is overpopulated, when in fact there's vast, you know, land that's, you know, has nobody living on it because most people live near the coast.
Exactly.
Nevertheless, they're trying to trick us into thinking, well, if we're overpopulated, that means there's too many people. And Henry Kissinger, Bill Gates, and guy Ted Turner used to on CNN, I'm sure you know about it, the Georgia Guidestone, saying, you know, the world would be a much better place if 6.5 billion of us would simply go away. You know, obviously, they think we're inferior, you know, we're not in their little 500 million group. And so I believe that Planet X has a you know, distinct possibility of being true, that the power elite, the government officials, whoever you want to call them, they know about it. They want to get rid of most of the people on the earth because we don't meet their social, you know, or intellectual criteria. And rather than going down in history as the next genocidal Hitler, they're going to let Mother Nature do it for themselves. Now,
actually, hang on tight real quick, Bart. We have to take a quick commercial break. I think it was Zbigniew Brzezinski who said that it's easier to kill 1 million people than it is to control. When we come back, Bart, I want to ask you, what is the big secret? Why are they, why would they hold this information on the Planet X, and why is it a taboo subject? We'll be back right after this on Flow of Wisdom Radio. Welcome back to Flow of Wisdom Radio. I'm your host, Sean Anthony. We are live on the Genesis Communications Network. Remember, we do the show live every Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bart Sabrell, award-winning filmmaker, writer, investigative journalist, joining us. Today's topic of discussion is Planet X. Bart, we were talking about all of these reports, articles came out in the past. Washington Post in 83. You mentioned... what was it? The
New York Times, 1981.
Yeah, and NASA even put out a press release as well. And after that, you don't hear anything more about it. My question to you is, what is the big secret? Why are they hiding this information? You know, once it comes out, it doesn't resurface again unless a new scientist comes out with it.
Well, unfortunately, just because we have a black president, that doesn't mean racism has come to an end, unfortunately. It's a good sign that we, right, you know, we've maybe come up over the hill or something. But there are a lot of people out there who are still racist. I've traveled the world, and you got the Japanese who don't like the Chinese, and the Koreans don't like the Vietnamese, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then you have another form of racism, which you have these elite people who can be black, white, Chinese, or whatever, but they look down on people beneath them on an economic level, or maybe of a different educational, you know, life. Because you can be educated for things other than university. You can learn how to, you know, fix a car or build a house, and those are just as valuable skills, in my opinion. But they don't think so. They think if you're not part of their club or their little group, that the world would be a better place without the rest of us. And so it's my belief that they've been keeping this a secret because they know the earth changes that are going to happen. The Bible predicts that in the last days there's going to be an increase of earthquakes. Well, what a coincidence. We have in the last 10 years, earthquakes have increased by 10 times, 1,000% in the last 10 years. Scientists around the world are saying there are more volcanoes going off now than at any other time in world history. And I just read an article like a month ago. The world-leading scientists say they have no idea what is causing it. You know, Planet X falls into this. If you're a pure atheist scientist, I talked to a guy at NASA in 1989 who told me, you know, one secret of NASA that I already knew. He confirmed it was correct. And then he said, but you really should be making a film about Planet X. And he's the one who kind of started telling me about this, that they had discovered this. They're keeping it a secret because they basically want to depopulate the world. And they don't want, as Hitler called people that he didn't get along with, useless eaters. You know, it's so sad when you have our world leaders or even our government leaders, they don't refer to us as citizens. They don't refer to us as people. They don't refer to us as Americans. They refer to us as consumers, which are these bugs who eat the food that they feed us, which they sell to us. They show us no respect whatsoever.
Let me jump in real quick. This is a short segment because when we come out of commercial break from this segment, it's a lot longer. But I want to ask you, when you talk to that high ranking source at NASA in 89, when he dropped this information, when he confirmed whatever the information that you were talking to, when he told you, he's like, what you really need to be focusing on is Planet X, what was your initial reaction?
Well, I was in my early 20s. And, something 30 years into the future, because I think he said it was going to come, but they had calculated at that time, because the planet can speed up and slow down as it approaches the sun and loops around other worlds, which are a little unpredictable. He said it was going to be in the second half of the second decade of the 21st century. Well, that's like 30 years into the future at the time I first heard about it. You know, that's not a top priority to me as a 20-year-old, you know?
Right.
So now, all of a sudden, you know, here we are in that time, you know, 2015 to 2020, which is the window that he said would likely appear. And now I'm realizing, I might want to start taking this seriously.
Wow. You know, I can definitely understand that. When you're in your early 20s, you know, you hear one thing, I'm like, okay, yeah, all right, whatever, that's cool. But anyway, about what I was coming here for, you know, kind of thing. But, you know, fast forward now, you look at what's transpiring, all the anomalies that's going on the planet. And even on my show last week, I was talking about an article that came out in The New Yorker, where Fox News did this whole Shepard Smith did a story on this article where it's talking about these scientists. They're predicting a major earthquake to hit the northwestern Pacific coast of the United States. When we come back, we'll talk about more on Planet X with my guest, Bart Sabrell, right here live on Flow of Wisdom Radio. Welcome back to Flow of Wisdom Radio. I am Sean Anthony. We are live on the Genesis Communications Network. My guest, Bart Sabrell, joining me, talking about Planet X. You know, in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood." You know, prophecy and lots of the scriptures talk about these end times and all of these apocalyptic events to take place, Bart. And, you know, you wrote something interesting in your article, and it's posted on flowofwisdom.com for those out there listening want to check it out. But it was written in sleuthjournal.com. In regard to these end-time events, you said, there are basically two camps on the matter. One of those, a strictly scientific background who acknowledged the existence of Planet X, yet quickly dismissed any scriptural reference of such a past occurrence or future prophetic fulfillment. Two, those who are overly religious, who disregard the scientific evidence that such a planet may have played in past secular or scriptural history, as well as future geological or biblically prophetic events. You want to expand on that?
Yeah, now I guess, Sean, you're a believer?
Yes, sir.
Then I can call you a double brother.
A double brother?
Yeah, you're African American and a Christian. I call you a double brother.
A double brother. Okay, I got you.
Well, amen. You know, Jesus said, and it's also in Daniel 12:1, he says, "In the last days there will be a great tribulation, unequaled in all of world history." Now, what could be unequaled in all of world history? I believe it's if you have these, you know, previous cataclysms, but they're all happening at the same time. For example, let's say you have worldwide earthquakes. That's one. But then you also have meteor showers, comets and asteroids. That's another. Then you have economic collapse. That's another. Then you have wars going on, fighting over these limited resources. You see, that's another. So you have potentially all of these catastrophes all happening at the same time, and that's what makes it greater than in all of world history. Now, there's another quote of Jesus's, which if your people want to note here, there's some good scriptures in Matthew 24 and Isaiah, Revelation. And here's one from Luke 21. Jesus says there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Now, here's a couple of interesting things in here. He says the seas and the waves roaring. Now, we know that the moon is about one-sixth the size of the earth, and it's about 30 earth diameters away, and yet it can cause the oceans to come in and out about an average of 20 to 40 feet, something like that, around the world every day. Now, if Planet X, which some believe is going to be anywhere from 7 to 44 times bigger than the Earth, so that's a minimum of something that would be 42 times bigger than our moon. If that comes near the Earth, then that would cause the tossing and the turning of seas, exactly what Jesus was talking about. And then if it appeared over the horizon when it finally became visible, you can understand how that would cause perplexity of the nations and men's hearts failing them. It also would bring all of these meteor storms with it. You know, normally comets and asteroids are predicted by NASA decades in advance, and yet we keep hearing almost monthly for the past year or two that they just discovered an asteroid that's coming by tomorrow. They just discovered a comet that's coming by in a few months. It's as if something is pushing these comets and asteroids off target, and so they're being discovered only when they're right upon us. Now, here's an interesting quote from Janet Napolitano. I'm sure a lot of your listeners and yourself are familiar with Eisenhower's famous industrial complex speech warning the last day that the guy was president, right? That the government was being taken over by the military-industrial complex, and that, you know, basically our government was going down the drain. I guess he was a little bit afraid to say such a thing while he was in office, maybe of assassination or something. Well, we have Janet Napolitano, who was our former Homeland Security director, and she said this the day she resigned, okay? A natural disaster, the likes of which the nation has never seen, is likely on its way. And she said of her successor, they're going to need a big bottle of Advil to deal with it. Now, think about this. She said a natural disaster, the likes of which the nation has never before seen, is on its way. Well, what have we seen? We've seen volcanoes, like in Washington. We've seen hurricanes, like in Louisiana. We've seen earthquakes, like in California. We've seen tornadoes in Oklahoma and Tennessee and Texas. So what natural disaster have we never before seen? There's only one explanation, something from outer space, a comet, an asteroid, or perhaps Planet X causing all of the above. That's what causes all the earthquakes. That's what causes all the volcanoes to go off. That's what causes all of these fish and bird kills, because these minor earthquakes that are barely detectable are releasing methane gas underneath the ocean, and then it kills all the fish from breathing it, and it kills birds in the air if they fly over it. And that's why there's all these, you know, and there's also all these train derailments and bridge collapses. That's just these minor earthquakes pulling them out of alignment. I think Planet X is the only thing that can answer all of these events.
Do you think that Janet Napolitano was also referring to a solar flare and causing an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, on Earth as well?
That cannot be predicted, you see. A volcano cannot be predicted, a solar storm cannot be predicted, and an earthquake cannot be predicted. However, because of geometry and mathematics, you see, something heading our way, like a rogue planet or a comet or an asteroid, that can be predicted down virtually to the very second, you see? And now we have these news organizations like Space.com releasing the fact that they now calculate that there are twice as many rogue or free-floating planets flying through our galaxy than there are planets orbiting stars. That means they just announced there are 2 billion Planet X's floating freely just through our galaxy alone. the Weather Channel, and there's a link for this at the end of the article. They just released a special that, you know, prior to the special, Planet X was like the craziest of all conspiracy theories, and they showed how it's perfectly logical. They said if Planet X only became between Jupiter and Saturn, which is 600 million miles away, it could pull Jupiter further away from the sun, which in turn would pull the Earth further away from the sun, which could pull Earth's orbit into this elliptical pattern, which would pull it much closer to the sun, causing incredible global warming in the summertime, and then further away from the sun in the wintertime, causing a mini ice age. And don't we see both happening at the same time? We have global warming at the same time NASA says we're about to enter an ice age.
Yeah, well, yeah, and... Well, yeah, we can get into another discussion on that because others, you know, will call that geoengineering is the cause of all of this warming. But let's go back to a couple of things because you did mention, you know, the Washington Post, I think, put it out last week. Scientists discovered 12 new potential Earth-like planets. I did want to get your thoughts on that. But first, you mentioned trail derailments. And even somebody on Twitter caught that, too, and just sent me a tweet saying that makes sense. Can you expand a little bit more on you know, is the pulling of this planet really causing trail derailments?
Well, yeah, that's why there's an increase of earthquakes by 1,000% in the last 10 years. I mean, get this. The North Pole normally drifts a few feet a year, okay? Mm-hmm. Right now, the North Pole is moving 579 feet a day. I mean, that's outrageous. It has never done that in recorded history. I mean, instead of moving a few feet a year, it is moving 579 feet every 24 hours. They have had to renumber airports all around the world because the compasses aren't in alignment anymore.
That's crazy.
People don't realize one of the greatest events in world history is barely noted and barely talked about in universities. And that's the fact that prior to 735 BC, all of the advanced civilizations of the world that had calendars and astronomy, which included the Hebrews, the Chinese, and the Mayans and the Persians, they all had the Earth having a 360-day year. It's an absolute historical fact. These are independent calendars all around the world, and all of them, prior to 735 BC, had a 360-day year. And then, if you check in the Bible, when I believe it's in 1st or 2nd Kings, it talks about the sundial going backwards at the request of the prophet Isaiah. Well, actually, it is, they use steps, not a sundial. They had these steps built, and the shadow of the sun would go at, and each step represented an hour of the day. So he prayed to God that the sun steps would go the opposite direction as normal. And that wouldn't have to be the Earth rotating backwards as it would be if it were a sundial. It would simply have to tilt on its axis. And that's exactly what happened, because that event is recorded in the Bible at exactly 735 BC. Now, the Weather Channel just said that Planet X could cause the Earth to be pulled further away from the sun. That's what happened in 735 BC. You know, like, you know, the outer track on a turntable, the further are you out, it takes longer to go around. So we have the Earth being pulled by Planet X in 735 BC just a little bit further away from the sun, so that it took exactly 5 1/4 extra days to go around. And what do you know? Overnight, all of those civilizations that were independent, the Egyptians, the Hebrews, the Chinese, the Mayans, and the Persians, it all changed overnight to having a 365-day year.
That's crazy. Bart, hang on. We got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more on Flow of Wisdom. Welcome back to Flow of Wisdom. I am your host, Sean Anthony, and my guest, Bart Sabrell. Bart, this is a very short segment as we close out this hour, but I just want to tease to all my listeners for the second hour. You're going to stick around. I want to talk more about the pole shift that you just mentioned, and also would like to get your thoughts on the four blood moons. We're coming up on the fourth one here in September, but Can you just finish what you were talking about as far as this calendar? You were saying that the original calendar, the Hebrew calendar and others, actually count 360 days, but now we're on a 365 days. Where do you think, in your opinion, where we are on the real calendar?
Well, you know, one thing to consider is if there's a 360 day year, every month is exactly 30 days. That's pretty good testimony of a divine creator right there, which is lost. And then you have the Weather Channel doing a special saying that a rogue planet, Planet X, could pull the Earth further away from the sun. And we know if you're further away from the sun, it takes more time to go around the sun. I mean, this is a fact that the Earth was pulled further away from the sun in 735 B.C., which means a rogue planet has come this way before, which means it can come this way again. And I think that's why, you know, science is now making these discoveries in space.com and the Weather Channel, and they're kind of gradually hinting at Planet X. I believe at some point it's going to be visible, it's going to be known, and they're going to want to be able to claim both, like a, you know, two-faced politician that, you know, we didn't keep it a secret, we warned you about it, which they did keep it a secret until the very end. Then they released a few of these facts just to claim that they told us about it.
Real quick, do you think this is why there's so many reports of elites, billionaires, building these underground bunkers and moving away from the United States and stuff like that? Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, that is. I believe that's exactly the reason. You know, I don't know if you know anything about the website Natural News, but it's done by a very high IQ guy by the name Mike Adams. He talks Mike about Adams. Natural News and kind of conspiracy theories. But he says this. He says humanity is headed for a time of tremendous suffering, what the Bible calls end times. He says unprecedented starvation, desperation, and war across our planet, and the end of civilization as we know it. And that's with him not knowing anything about Planet X. I think that's why Jesus said it's going to be worse time than in the entire history of the world right before his return, because we're going to have all of these potential catastrophes all happening at the same time, earthquakes, meteor showers, economic collapse, war, disease, all at the same time. I think Planet X is the only thing that could bring about them all.
Well, I'm thankful in my faith in my Heavenly Father and His protection and His grace and mercy. Man, you know, like the comedian Cat Williams said, if you don't believe in God, you better believe in something, because it's about to get real. And, you know, it's something that I say consistently on my show too, Bart, is that with all the things that's going on now, it pains me to say this, but it's only going to continue to get worse. You know,
yeah, that's unfortunate. You know, I'm a pretty optimistic person, and I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. The longer I live, I just turned 50 not too long ago, I realized that, unfortunately, the world, I always discover that the world is more corrupt than I previously thought. And the media is even more controlled than I previously thought, just to the almost satanic, mind-boggling, you know, almost like you would see in some, you know, science fiction movie, that is actually the reality of the world that we live in. And it's very sad, but it also is a good thing because, you know, the day of the Lord is called the great and terrible. It's terrible for those who aren't saved, and it's great for those who are.
Hey, so stop right there. That's I'm sorry, but we got to wrap up this hour. But you hit the nail on the head, because I was just sharing with somebody a couple of days ago, you know, even though these things are to come, we can really rejoice as believers because we know what the scriptures say. Stick around for hour two. Bart Sobrell is going to join me. We're going to talk about the four blood moons, pole shifting, and continue this discussion on Planet X. Don't go anywhere. Second hour is coming up next on Flow of Wisdom Radio.